Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
We have a great show for you today about misunderstanding and consciousness. But first, we have some announcements. We have a conscious conference call with Joan and Janet happening this Thursday, May 28th. And it is from 7 p.m. Pacific to 8 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, it's going to be about an hour.
Yeah, and so that is 10 p.m. Eastern time because you East Coasters stay up late. So anything you want to say to our happy family?
I'm just looking forward to it. And I know it's challenging to say conscious conversation, conscious conference calling. So I think we're going to spend a lot of time with experiencing going into heart space, make sure that everyone is comfortable with that because that might be new phrase for people, or maybe they feel they have some things that come up when they go into that process, but we want everyone to experience what it's like to just feel free enough to just drop in. And we might not cover all the bumps along the way on the show, but we want to make sure that those participating in that call really do get it. So we're really looking forward to it. We'll do question and answers, and we'll just do what we basically do here on the show, unless something strikes our fancy in particular, don't you think, Joan?
Yeah. You know, what it is that this gives you an opportunity to join us up close and personal, you know, without having to like call into the radio show and be on the air and all that stuff. You get to sort of sit on the couch, the virtual couch with us and join us in this heart space. And then, you know, we can open it up for questions and answers and we can get more in depth with the things that you guys are dealing with, you know, more personal stuff. And we can, you know, look at it all from this amazing expansive experience of heart.
Well, and it's always wonderful because one person shares and that might be what the other person needed to hear and didn't feel comfortable saying, or really in that state, it can go really deeper with intention, right? And it's not that we're not doing that always, but that personal little kick in there kind of seems to jumpstart it and enrich the experience. So we always look for doing that. I lead a lot of groups here in Portland, Oregon. And what happens in those groups is just fascinating and enthralling. And, you know, so much can show up because there is that witnessing that we're all doing for each other. So I look forward to everyone who joins us, and please do consider it.
Yes, email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com to join us at that. And you can also find out information on my website at joan-newcomb.com. Anything special on your website, Janet?
Well, if people sign up to subscribe for my weekly blog, my great weekly blog, like your great weekly blog on your website, I'll offer them a $25 discount on their first session with me. But also they get my great top 10 tips for enjoying life, which really includes like 28 of them. So there's always more than enough to indulge in. So please, mine's at janetandbeyond.com. And offer any comments and the weekly blogs and stuff. And you can see that on the BBS network. We're always posting our blogs. So there's lots of places to comment and get back to us about things. And on our Facebook group and our Facebook fan club. So we want to mention those things too.
Yes. So real quick, I forgot to mention that I'm on my website. I am putting out videos every couple days, actually twice a week at least, called Mystic Minutes. So you can get up to date with those little tidbits of wisdom that I'm putting out. And I also have a new client special. So if you go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, you'll find out all the sweet mysteries of life. And yes, thank you for mentioning the Facebook page. So we have a group on the Facebook page conference. Let's get this right. You have to go find us at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and you can join the group and join the fun. Janet and I each are also on Facebook. Find her at Joan, Janet Barrett. This is miscommunications.
It's exactly. Yeah. Let's let the rest of it go for a moment, and let's just set the stage for everybody here. When we're talking about Mercury retrograde, and you know about that, Joan. So give us a little input, and then we'll do the commercials in a minute. What do we got?
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, we're in the midst of a Mercury retrograde period. It's going on till June 11th, and we'll experience a little bit of coming out of its shadow, you know, for a week or so after that. And Mercury goes retrograde about three times a year for something like 3 weeks. And and Mercury rules communication, electronics. Okay. Think about that, just something that's mercurial, you know, it's speedy, it's electronics, it's communication. And so when it goes retrograde, it means all of those things kind of put on the brakes, it slows down and goes backwards. You know, on one extreme, it's usually when people's computers crash, travel plans get snafu'd, it's a bad time to sign contracts, do not buy computers or real estate. I have done both during Mercury retrograde, big mistake. But the positive side of that is that you slow down and you review things. You know, it's a great time for sorting out old stuff, not a good time for starting a brand new job, but a great time if you start a job at a place you used to work for, or that you had interviewed, you know, twice before and this time you get it. So it's a going back over, but not a good time for new starts.
So for people that aren't into astrology and Mercury retrograde, she's listed a couple of ways that you might notice that energy in your life, whether it's your cell phones or your computers or misunderstandings, because communication is taking a back step. And if we're paying attention, it's not that these things are alarming, they're noticeable. So as you bring your awareness to your communication with other people, communication with yourself, things can go awry because it's asking you to stop, drop into heart space as consciousness, and just notice what's happening. So you don't have to feel bad about it. You don't have to get doomsday about it. You don't have to do any of those kind of things. What you do is you just incorporate that awareness of those energies on whether they're global or environmental or societal, where forces are at play that maybe you don't track consciously like some people do. And you just notice how they can affect you. And there's always something happening in the world. And my big thing is, I think probably a lot of things go wrong between people and misunderstandings probably around these 3-4 times a year. What do you think, Joan?
Yes. In fact, when we were planning this episode, this topic, you said that you felt like, you know, most of the world's wars, you know, were started based on misunderstanding or miscommunication. I totally agree with you. It's like there's a misunderstanding, miscommunication.
Something doesn't get through, you know, the message doesn't get across, whatever it is. I think that there's a lot of stuff that happens in these times. And so it's not something to be alarmed about. It's just something to be aware of, and the use of heart space. And so often in our language, we're saying something that people misinterpret. And language, a word can have a range of meanings. And so you mean one thing, and the person in their own experience of what that word is in their world, it means another thing. So a lot of stuff can happen. I've been definitely noticing it for the last couple of weeks with myself, with people and acquaintances and friends, with clients noticing it their way. And so no matter how you want to feel about it, something's up. So we want to pay attention. So the time for our commercial break here, and then we will
pretty
we'll
soon
play.
One last thing I didn't get out before was you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet, or you can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. 140 characters. You can pack a lot of punch in that.
Sure can.
All right. So you're right. We should stop for a commercial break and stay tuned as we're talking about misunderstanding and consciousness, and we'll do so in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about misunderstanding and consciousness.
Ooh, yeah, a lot of it happens. So, everybody, let's see about dropping into heart space today with us, and I'm going to presume a lot of people are using this time to really be conscious and play with us. So, let go whatever you've been thinking about. How's that sound? Put it over there, wherever there is for you. And just, oh, yeah, here I'm doing it. Okay, shoulders up, shoulders down, let them drop. Okay, neck, just let it spin a little bit. Probably not like Linda Blair, but just let it relax a little bit. Notice if you're going to the left or to the right. Maybe go each direction. Just use this time to value yourself and what it means to be able to be present and to pay attention and to relax of all the things that you've been doing today or will continue to do today, or maybe this is the end of your day. What it'd be like to just let it go. So I can feel everybody's, oh, it's like a dumbwaiter today. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay, so everybody climb on the dumbwaiter. I love that. And just allow it to drop between floors. And when it's probably to the kitchen, the heart of a home, probably where we feed ourselves, just climb out of there and look at that kitchen. Wow, what a great place. So there's the physical heart. And just see it. It's pumping really nicely. Just let it be magical. Just aware. And then just notice the emotional terrain around it and how you experience that. And don't judge. There's no reason to judge here. This is about accepting, not so much surrendering in this term. It's accepting with a willingness to see how you're doing. So what if that was okay? So just notice the colors, the textures, the objects, the thought of being emotional and being friendly with that and they're not something to use and abuse yourself with. They're something to add the spice of life with. We're in a kitchen, remember? And emotions are what make life interesting. So there you go. Just notice that. And find that table and sit down in that kitchen. There you go. Into the core, the essence, the all of unified consciousness, where you and I are one. Where we let go somewhat of our individuality and experience the connection we all have. Okay, Joan. I think we're there.
Yes.
Yeah. We like being there, don't we?
Sitting out in the sun with my margarita. Yes.
There we go, everyone.
Yeah, it's really lovely. Are there any misunderstandings in consciousness? I think not.
No, I think it just plays with itself. You know, it makes it interesting.
Yes. There's no conflict when you're playing with yourself.
Not at all. So, and just noticing now that remembering that's your slice of consciousness, and that's going to intersect and interact with someone else's slice of consciousness. And they may be at a whole different place of awareness than you are, right? And so misunderstandings can happen out of that. Communication doesn't go through. You know, you can mean something in a funny way, but they don't get it. Or you're sincere and they don't get it. Or you're not even paying attention and you do something, see something, say something, and it's catastrophic to the other person, and lifetimes go by before you get back to that point and go, oh, I didn't mean that. And they've had a life comes from that place. Right. So there's all different kinds of ways. And, you know, how is the emotional terrain out there, Joan? You track that so well.
Whew. Well, you know, what was occurring to me was years ago, I took a facilitator's course at Findhorn. Mm. And it was a 2-week training on how to focalize a group the way they do it at Findhorn, which is wonderful. And they had a fellow scheduled to come in to talk about conflict management. And but he normally, for this course, would normally come within the first few days, but he was in the Middle East doing something, so he had to come in the second week. And so it was so interesting because that first week was so full of conflict. Mm-hmm. It's like we were all just bringing up all the stuff that, you know, we were going to manage later. And so there's natural conflict that happens when groups come together and individuals come together as they're, you know, sorting out their individuality and their differences. But a couple things I learned from this fellow was one, how to manage conflict as a leader, and you have to own your own leadership because people are going to be projecting their stuff onto you. So, mm-hmm. so the, you know, and we each have different styles of doing that. But the second thing that was really important is how quickly misunderstandings arise, and they can just happen in the blink of an eye, and you don't even realize because mm-hmm. there's something happened, and then both of you diverged, and you're both on completely different paths.
So you got triggered, and you went into a reaction.
Yes, but it can be a slow growing thing too, and so mm-hmm. what you have to do is unpack. You have to slow down and mm-hmm. unpack and back mm-hmm. up to wherever that misunderstanding happened. Mm-hmm. You know, and this happens a lot in relationships too, is that
totally.
You know, you've got these long standing relationships that also have long standing hurt or resentment because mm-hmm. you know, this happened when you guys were newly married, or you know, this, you know,
or so, it happened before you were married. Because you came out of a family situation,
yes.
and that's the way that family dealt with that. right? Like, not well. So yes, we each bring that baggage of styles into play, and now we're supposed to share. And if you don't have the sex and the, you know, that binding, which is, you know, that's one thing that's great about sex, is it's like, woo, okay, that'll get you past a lot of stuff into stuff, right? It gives you, oh, well, at least I like you that way. And if you don't have that, you know, love seems to only last because we've set it up to be so conditional. So love won't do it. It's like, do I like you? Well,
you know, you and know? The other thing is that we go through different phases in relationship. And so mm-hmm. there's often, you know, I used to find in my many different years of being single, you know, there's this honeymoon period of about 3 or 4 months. And then the relationship shifts into another phase. And, you know, is there more than that? You know, and when people get married, they may have lived together for years and they've created this wonderful relationship, you know, based on living together. But once they get married, suddenly their family stuff will come up. And, you know, yeah, it's not necessarily baggage, but it's kind of like, well, in my family, we did modern dance. And in your family, you did ballet. And so suddenly modern dance and ballet don't really, you know, what's wrong with you and why aren't you doing it the way my parents did it, kind of thing. Yeah. So, or jazz or, you know, whatever you want to. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, as couples, you come together and you learn a new, you create your own dance together.
Well, and that's, I think everybody can experience that when it's that close, right? But think about it in business.
Yes.
You and a partner, or you in another company, or you and your clients, or you and your vendors, misunderstandings because language is different, expectations are different. This guy used to do this for me. What are you going to do for me? Because a lot of business is built on threats. If you don't do this, I'll take my business elsewhere. And we may not mean it like that, but you can be reacting that way. And what do people do when they feel threatened? You know, they get defensive, the shoulders go up, you know, the eyes twitch. I mean, you can see how stuff happens when that person may be very unaware that they're coming across that way in their own unknowing. And then sometimes it's very intentional, right? Because that's how we manipulate people. We don't have good associations with the word manipulation, which is really just about how you articulate and move something. So we have all these Mercury retrograde is a great time for all this to show up, reveal itself, and what do we want to do with it? So let's just see what are we noticing out there from our audience. Okay, there's definitely a relaxation happening out there. I think maybe this is something that people maybe don't hold a lot of awareness of, Joan. They don't see it in those terms. You know, so often we don't say something because we're polite or nice, or we don't know how to say something and express our personal truth, or we're not allowed to in our circumstances or whatever, or we may not even know our emotions may be running. And we're reacting and we watch ourselves react, but we don't know why we're doing it. There's so many influences that can come into this. So we want everybody to just notice a breath, give it a rest.
So what was coming to me is for me, what conflict resolution is, or for me, what the result of you know, misunderstandings is really coming to understanding, you know, and you may not be able to come into complete agreement with someone who's philosophically different than you, but you can come to understand the other person's side, so that if we both feel heard and understood, you can go forward to, you know, work together in business or mm-hmm. dance together in relationship. You know, you mm-hmm. understand where that person is coming from, you know, then you're not judging them so harshly. You know, they understand you. They're not judging you so harshly.
Well, I think what you're articulating there is how we judge.
Yeah.
And we make assumptions. And whether it's about religion, and boy, you can see how that. If it's about politics, boy, you can see all that. If everybody is entitled to a viewpoint, what happens? You know, you don't have to agree with me, but you can respect me. Mm. And I think that's what's missing in a lot of misunderstandings, because we don't have time to know someone at that depth. You know, we're kind of on the surface there. So much people call themselves friends, but they're really just acquaintances. And people become family, but they really don't know each other. And you can be in a family and not know each other. Because you may have the same experiences as reference, but you have totally different experiences of your experience. So, you know, how well do we really know someone else? We don't, but we assume a great deal. So, you know, I look to be more open-minded and have tolerance for different viewpoints. And there are some places you just get stuck, right? I mean, there doesn't seem to be any give in a way that us in the moment can say, oh, there's the opening, unless you allow that to be real, which is why we go to heart space, why we sit in unified consciousness, because we get past what things look like and the illusions of it, and we realize it's just patterns playing out. And is there a place where a pattern can be different is what we're embracing, add potential into it. So maybe everybody kind of wants to allow for themselves to become aware of someone who they have had a misunderstanding with. And all we can ever be responsible is for ourselves. You know, I had this happen last week with someone. I appreciate who they are, and a misunderstanding happened. And all I can do is offer my sincerity in saying, this is what my reaction, where my response was coming out of. I wasn't aware of being in a reaction place with it. And how they accept or don't is up to them. And it saddens me to think that I would be misunderstood, because that certainly wasn't my intention, and it wasn't my focus, and it wasn't my experience at the time. But that can happen. And it gives us a chance to just notice and look again and go, ah, well, since we co-create, something happened there, right? But frames of reference were totally different.
Yeah. You know, so for me, when things like that come up, when I'm in consciousness, my response is not dramatic, and my response often is amused. But if I'm not being conscious, then I completely go into the conflict and resistance. I'll give you an example. There's this other person, and I, we started a support group like a year and a half ago, and we had really different approaches to how to handle things. So, you know, we schedule it, we started, and there was this point where you have volunteer positions within it to help keep it going. And so even though I was overloaded with my stuff, I took on a couple volunteer positions because I had started this meeting and I was going to take responsibility for, you know, getting it going. And you can't start a meeting without at least stepping up to volunteering for it. And the other person goes, well, I just think I'm going to just, you know, come and participate, you know, when I feel like it. And I have been pissed about this ever since. But the thing I've come to understand is, with this person, is that they're an introvert, and they have a really high priority about self-care. And so, you know, it happened to be the meeting was scheduled on the days that are really busy days for her too. So sometimes she shows up and goes, I'm tired. And then she leaves again. And this has come to climax for me several times. And I, you know, don't want to get as furious with her as I feel, because, you know, I don't want her to run away and never come back. But really, the bottom line hit me in the last week or so is that, you know, I will treat volunteer things as seriously as if I was being paid for them. And other people, you know, treat things like volunteers. And, you know, she has been giving me a great example of self-care. And, mm-hmm. you know, so if I were
and
taking
she might
care
have
myself,
been feeling compromised by having to make those choices, right? We don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know. I know for her, is if I was taking care of myself, I would not be feeling so furious, you know, right. is the thing.
Right.
So it's a real, and it comes, you know, there's the basis in childhood or background and family being ministers and having being service oriented and underpaid and things like that. So you know, my clue in there is that if I am overreacting to something, then I'm not being conscious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not approaching it from that bigger, broader, greater, holding it in a greater awareness.
And I think it also depends upon how we frame our experience of life, right? Mm-hmm. Some of us can have very much, we want to do the best, we want to do the right thing, and we don't intend to harm. And that's really very strong in us, and it's sometimes coming out from a wound position. And I'm not making any judgments or assumptions about anything. It's just in noticing what motivates us to do what we do. There can be triggers everywhere along the way, but I don't have it set up that I think people too much, because I have a broad experience of background here that anymore that, people are out to harm me. And so I don't look, what this serves as is, oh, okay, people can feel harm even when my intentions are the best. And how often has that happened? And how often does it happen? And how often is it happening and starting up things and creating issues and people feel slighted perhaps about something when it's not even the person's not even paying attention, you know? And you cannot tell me that most of us don't, you know, most of us don't pay attention. And I have to own that for myself, you know? And as we get more involved in things, and we consider other people's viewpoints, I think if we hadn't been triggered so much, we would have had that space as consciousness to notice and go, oh, okay, all right. I think it's important.
So you know what's coming to me right now? Somebody's sitting back there and going, well, you know, what about ISIS? You know, what about ISIS? What do you mean? Is it just a matter of coming to understand, you know, the atrocities that they're doing? You know, what... What do you mean about it? So how would you respond, Janet?
Well, yeah, what do you do in those cases? Well, I have to just go back to heart space and notice, like you talked about, the sense of consciousness or as little Janet who can be hurt. Because I think the reality is little Janet could be hurt. Ugly things do happen. And I have to be okay with that. And I have to be okay with also going, yeah, it can play out that way, and it could play out a different way, because I am about potential. I'm looking to be more open to that in my life as experience. And if I think and have it set up that only certain outcomes are possible, or like with our guest David Spangler, who's into writing a new story, that it isn't all about heroes and anti-heroes and villains, etc., and that setup that we've created as a way of telling our myths and stories, if I step back from that and just look at the information and the energy flowing about something, what is most of that setup about? It's about people feeling persecuted, people wanting to feel powerful, people wanting something, some agenda, what motivates that. And if I don't have to support that, if I can bring that energy down and out, which is very possible, because we see what happens when large groups of people can hold a certain viewpoint. And this is what you've got. You've got a group of people that have reached a certain mass in their experience and are willing to hold a certain viewpoint. They can hold a different viewpoint, but that's the one they're holding. How do I want to deal with that?
Yeah. You know, what comes to me is when I step back and I look at what's going on globally from the perspective of consciousness. And we touched on this a little bit last week with David Spangler, but I see an increased vibration of love coming into the world. There's an increased vibration of light. You know, we are continuously going through an evolutionary process where we are expanding in our awareness, and consciousness is expanding in its experience of being embodied into form. And what happens when you turn on the light, when you increase light in a room, what it does is it reveals darkness. It reveals it reveals where you haven't dusted. It reveals the, you know, vermin living in the corner kind of thing, depending on where you are. So what happens is that, you know, groups like ISIS show up, they become noticeable. They're an embodiment of all the archaic and centuries old, you know, ways of interacting and being in the world. And here they are creating death and destruction and destroying priceless artifacts. And it feels really out of control and unmanageable when you notice that. But from consciousness, it's like a zit getting ready to be popped kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It is coming to the surface. It will eventually, you know, Bin Laden was eventually found. The Berlin Wall did come down. You know, it will evolve.
Since we co-create always, that energy is matching an energy elsewhere. Or it would dissipate. And it's an opportunity for me to be in heart space and notice how I relate to that information. What is it triggering in me from a place of non-attachment and non-judgment about it? And is it a current fear? Or is it a past fear? Is it a generational fear? Is it a, you know, thousand-year-old fear? I mean, time has no meaning in this work as we play. All information is available. And it's just organized itself in different ways, as consciousness does that. And we get to tap in and notice where that is within us. And if it's not within us, and most of us are starting to do that work, because I think that's the flavor of where we're seeing love show up more in our lives, and in a quantum leap sort of way, what is it that we say is okay? What is it that we interact with in ourselves? Because there might be hopelessness. There's all kinds of emotional energy that's probably in that. There's all kinds of thinking that's in that. There's all kinds of fears and phobias and spiritual pursuits and all that. That's not necessarily a simple 1-2 answer. There are layers that have, you know, are coming out of years, generations, and lifetimes of impactment into power, into patterns. So,
I understand you, but I don't agree with you with something that you said several minutes ago.
And okay.
Sitting here mulling about it. But it was kind of a statement that, if it's showing up here, it's showing up somewhere else. But it was almost like, you know, in this reflection, we actually might have been saying the same thing. What I was seeing is that, you know, darkness comes to the surface and to be cleared. And mm-hmm. sure enough, you know, people have similar dust bunnies in the world, you know, mm-hmm. and we will have matching generational things. Now, we may not have it on the scale of ISIS, but mm-hmm. we may have antiquated and archaic belief systems. We might have, you know, family history of people not being nice to each other in our family patterns too. And so, yes, it is all an opportunity to bring it to the surface and clear. But it's not exactly like a mirror reflection here and mirror. It's not. I don't see it as mirrors necessarily, but I do see it as a collective clearing or clean out.
Well, I think what you're talking about is that we get to look at the morphic field.
Yes.
How are we connected to it?
Yes.
And ISIS is nothing new. It's just this incarnation of that kind of energy.
Yes, exactly. Right.
I get past the label of it and I go, what is that energy about and how am I relating to it? And if I'm holding that has meaning in those deep unconscious levels, then that's something that's got me polarized to it. And I get to look at as consciousness and go, okay, I want this to be different.
Right.
And, you know, on that scale, that's where I'm playing at with it. So,
yeah. And you can just even scan what's going on at home or what's going on in Congress. I mean, it is amazing the stuff that is popping up now on a political level that is, you know, trying to take us back to, you know, the 1950s or the 1930s in terms mm-hmm. of, you know, people's rights, women's rights over their bodies. Racism is coming up a lot, you know, in the law enforcement. It's as consciousness, I see this all as a process of coming up to be cleared. But you sure can freak out thinking that you're going backwards or you're being, you know, your rights are being taken away. When really it's not even those old white males in Washington per se, but it is that which is within them is coming up to be cleansed. The instinctive reaction, it's a survival reaction, even in the patterns, you know, to keep surviving, so that they get louder and stronger and try to control more as it's in the process of being cleared out. You know, you take somebody who is recovering from addiction, and they might seem really fine when, you know, they're strung out in heroin, but you get them getting clean and sober, you know, they become, you know, an irritated, itching mess. So it's the same thing as you're clearing out sort of a collective addiction or a collective darkness in the circle. It gets, you know, they go a little bit loud and nutty.
So everyone, she brings up good awareness that consciousness allows for all and doesn't judge. So we have these experiences that show up. We have our choices that we make. And all you can ever do is go back to heart. And so as we say a fond farewell to that big picture out there and just bring your awareness back into place, notice your kitchen.
So long.
And notice the color.
Farewell.
Right. Saying.
Goodbye.
There we go. And just notice what it looks like now, how you're feeling. And maybe allow yourself today sometime to notice your relationship with someone or that you're having conflict with or you have a feeling about that doesn't always feel so chipper. And what that would be like to be able to allow that information to show up in a way that's useful for you, to maybe look at it, examine it, and just breathe and go back to the dumbwaiter. You are now the meal being served, and just pull yourself up into your daily life and just get out of that little box again of transformation. Roll your shoulders. Just relax. Just notice what it'd be like to be okay, to have a sense of well-being, even in all the mayhem of the world, even with the people that you deal with and those that you love and those that you don't love and those that you know and those that you don't know, to have a sense of well-being to share with the world and all of us. Okay, there we go. That's feeling better.
So we're not done yet.
No.
We're coming to a commercial break. And I want you all to hold your space and hold that wonderful feeling that Janet brought us into and just brought us back to street level. But just notice what you notice, and we will be right back after these commercial breaks.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and we have been talking about misunderstanding and consciousness, and we have just a few more things to talk about.
Well, let me see. I'm noticing kind of a relaxation going on, Joan.
Yes.
I think people, maybe they miss, oh, we didn't really talk about how we can misunderstand ourselves. Maybe that's someplace
great. That
to
is
talk
actually
about
great.
It. Yeah. How do we misunderstand ourselves, everyone? I mean, we do things, we wonder why we do them. We think things, we wonder why we think that. We just, it's about, wrestling cats in a bag, I guess, sometimes, right?
Well, but the other thing is we misunderstand our bodies. So what I find is there's a fundamental difference between myself as consciousness and my physical form. And, you know, so as consciousness, we are limitless. There is no time or space. You know, the instant we think of something, it has manifested in our reality. But in physical form, it takes a little while to gestate these ideas. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. You know, we will go off and running at the next, you know, fascinating, interesting thing on the leading edge. And our body is huffing and puffing going, you know, I'm not 18 anymore. I need to sit down and rest. So, you know, we will not listen to our bodies. And so our bodies will, you know, create illness. So we start paying attention or create illness so that we experience healing or receive healing. So that's an interesting topic.
Well, I think you got what comes to mind we didn't really talk about is the assumptions we make.
Yes.
We're very assumption oriented, right? And our bodies, okay, we always want to attribute, or I guess that's the first line of defense or something, is like, oh, my finger hurts. I must have done something to my finger. When maybe you didn't, but that's just the way you're experiencing that information. And we forget that. And so we're busy trying to harbor something about that finger and putting a splint on it and checking it out. Now we got a big deal about this thing, this finger that you must have not been paying attention to and all this stuff. And all it is just serving to remind you that something's happening that you haven't been holding awareness of. And if you open it up to that and go, well, if this finger could talk to me, what would it like me to know?
It
besides
depends
giving
on which,
me the finger.
I was going to say, which finger is it?
Yeah, really.
Is it come with her or go away?
Which one is it here? And open, be in that space, that heart space that we were talking about, and allow yourself to hear the conversation that you can have. You can get lots of information that way. I use that a lot, especially since, you know, everybody's an empath. Let's get over it already, people. We can feel other people's stuff. I don't care how you think about it or what you do. But in our world, that's a very true thing. And what do you want to do with that?
I don't think we need to get over it. We don't need to get over it. You can,
well,
like,
I mean,
what
in
do you
the
mean
sense
by that
we're
it's
not.
Like every,
we need to get over the thought that we're not that, you know? I mean,
yeah, we'll come to acceptance or understanding that we're all sensitive. In fact, even the most insensitive person is probably very sensitive. That's why they're alcoholic or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How much of that is miscommunication? Perfect example.
Yes.
How many people are addicted to something because they don't have a reference for how they experience information? That is total misunderstanding and miscommunication, right, in a nutshell. And I can't think of, well, I can think of lots of people I know who, when I listen to their story, I go, whoa, did you know that you feel stuff for other people?
Yeah.
And, And they're like, they've never had that in their frame of reference where that was a good thing, a positive thing, or something possible. And you clear that dynamic up and a lot of our body stuff starts to shift. See that all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, often we'll medicate our bodies in either to not feel the pain of something or to try to mimic spirit, you know, because, you know, look at technology. We're always trying to mimic spirit. We're trying, we're flying our bodies through the air. We're communicating instantaneously through, you know, email and phones now. And phones now, that's a new invention. And so we try to get high to raise our vibration to that level of joyous spirit. The thing is that the first drink might do that for us. The second one doesn't. So it's an off track experience, you know. And the amazing thing is, you know, once you let go of that, and you can really experience this wonderful, wonderful, pure feeling of that vibration, you know, just by being inside yourself.
And that is the ultimate misunderstanding and miscommunication, isn't it? Mm-hmm. With how we are here and how, as consciousness, we're incarnated energies and discarnated energies, and we do this dance, and how we can be at a misunderstanding or a misinterpretation of even between those two states, and we're remembering certain things and not remembering other things, and that's all okay. That's consciousness playing out as you, the individual, and here we all are doing the best we can in any place we find ourselves, and how we need to honor life and what that is for each of us. And it doesn't matter how it shows up, because there's some people that are going to take that to an extreme and feel they need to eliminate life. And then there's those that are going to realize that it's the most precious thing we have, and that it's not something to be bartered. It's something to be experienced, and what that takes and what that might entail. So I think those are key things to look at. As now, you said this was over June 2nd, 6th. When is this metro?
The metro retrograde. it ends, this part ends on June 11th, and then there's usually like a shadowy pay as it is turning around. So folks, you know, hold off on buying that new computer signing your dotted line on the house or whatever. If you can postpone starting your new job till after that, because otherwise those sort of things will, you know, there will be something you'll have to fix later, or, you know.
And we get to review this again. When's the next time this happens? Do we know when that is?
You can Google that to find out. I like astrology, just like somebody who is a weather buff, but they're not a meteorologist. You know, I'm an astrology buff, but there's some limits. But what I recognize is that it's all energetic influence within this particular hologram. You know, within when you're inside this little box of reality, there, you know, there's the illusion of weather. Now you can focus on weather and change it, but, you know, or you can just enjoy the weather that floats through. You know, New Zealand is getting the biggest snowstorm right now in the world.
Is it really? Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. Well, see, and we have to thank our internet about all that, don't we?
Yeah, you can actually go see it.
And for my friends who just flew to Australia and they're close, okay, I'll wish them well and hope they took the snowsuit with them.
It depends on where they are in Australia. I've got a friend who lives there who's never seen snow, even though they're in their winter period now. So
Yeah, that's very possible. So everybody, we want to remind them, give us join us for our free conscious conference call on Thursday, the 28th, 7 p.m. Pacific time, and email us. Yeah.
Right. Email us
to get the number.
Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. And also, we love hearing from you. Join us on Facebook. Look us up as Conscious Conversations. with Joan and Janet and join the group and join the fun. Follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. Janet's website is?
JanetandBeyond.com.
Yours? Joan-Newcomb.com, and you can find out all the nifty things that I'm doing as well.
Oh, and we want to tell them about being in Boeing in Seattle, or where is it, Kent, in July 25th, I think it is.
We are going to be at the Boeing Expo. We're going to have a booth. So if you are in the Northwest, come see us up close and personal that way as well.
Yeah, we'll be doing all kinds of little things to have fun. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
Yes, you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett still. So
we'd like to thank you all for joining us as consciousness expressing and evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.